This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Morning again, listeners. Milo Triple M. We're keeping basketball alive across the Limestone Coast southeast, and of course, a regular commentator covering the grades and the bigger stage as well. Good morning, Matty Sutton.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, Matty, on the last Saturday, to be precise, 141 Pioneers did battle with Ringwood Hawks, went down 89-45. So, really, a pretty handy unit that took the court for the visitors.
Yeah, they're an outstanding team. They got good size, good depth of experience, players that have played at the highest level. So we knew we had our work cut out. We're probably disappointed with what we produced on the night, but at the same time, we've got an opportunity to get all our players in, and there's so much to learn from a game like that. So I think going forward, there's plenty to take away.
Now, obviously, as a coach, back to basics this week, just to get that confidence up with the girls?
Yeah, we hit some things at training, some simple things to address and to improve on, and so we expect a much better output this week.
Another opportunity, road trip Saturday, Dandenong Rangers sits 14th, 1-2, and obviously this is a chance to break the ice.
Yeah, so we're hitting the scout and just trying to prepare as best we can and get the girls in the right frame of mind to have success on the weekend.
And a bit of a harder job on Sunday. Melbourne Tigers sit 5th, 3-1, and so they should with their resources there. Now, local basketball back into action. MG Plasterer South East Coast Basketball League. We have the winter comp and five teams involved there in the men. And right from the top, you've scheduled a rematch of the grand final. Panthers and Cats will clash. It was 82-61 in the decider last season. No Kyle Tippany, obviously committed to the Pioneers. Pretty even game, you reckon?
I think it'll be even, and the people certainly get what they want in the rematch of the grand final. And just interested to see how the teams line up and who hits the ground running this season.
I'm going to go for the Cats. Cougars will be without Kane to it because of that Kestet Rural Pioneers commitment, and they will do better with Ruse. And Ruse, depending on what they can put together, might push them.
Yeah, we'll see who lines up and where, but I think Toby DeWitt for the Cougars will put on a big final and get the
Go, Toby, and of course, Bulldogs have come together to have one team, so that'll be a fairly strong unit. We'll wait with interest there. And won't forget the women. And it'll be Saints and Bulldogs Ruse. Bulldogs Ruse improved from what I gleaned last season, but will it be enough to carry on and give Saints a bit of a hurry up?
We'll see. They'll need to get the ball inside. If they can get the ball inside and draw some fouls and get to the free throw line, which will then open up their shooters, that'll give them a really good chance. But I think the Saints will have too much toughness and chemistry and we'll get the job done.
And tonight, Millicent will be the venue, Peter Seabohm Stadium, and it'll be reigning Premier's Cats without Emily Winter. They will do battle with Cougars. Can Cats cover the loss of Emily?
I think they can. Same deal. I think they're tough and they've got really good chemistry. Cougars will rely heavily on Sarah Ritter. And her ability to rebound as well as put keep the scoreboard ticking over.
I was going to say, they sneak in another winter. There's enough of them already. Now, talking Emily Winter, you must get a buzz about being a part of her development and that pathway to really hitting the heights NBL 1 with the Woodville Warriors in Adelaide.
Yeah, we're really proud of what Emily's able to achieve over in Adelaide. We certainly miss her and I stay in regular contact. It's just really fun to watch her out there having fun and playing basketball, putting up the ridiculous numbers that she's doing. They certainly need it at Woodville.
Matty Sutton, keep the ball in front of you and we'll catch up with you next Wednesday morning.
Will do. Thanks for having me.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M and always online at triplem.com.au.